Okay, we are learning Masechtas Nida Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're starting the new parak. We're starting from the Mishnah on top. So the Mishnah: Kol Hayad Hamarbe Livdoik Benoshim Mishabachas. A isha who does a lot of bedikas, it's a good thing. Like Rashi explains, first of all, it makes sure she's tahar for Tyrus. Also, for her husband, make sure she's tahar. You're going to ask me. The Gemara before said, "Let's leave by night." Right? So here it means she's making bedikas in the morning, you know, all the time, and that when in front of her husband, and her husband doesn't know about it, and therefore it's only before tashmish is he worried about it. But in the middle of nowhere, if she makes a bedika, that doesn't bother him. So halacha is the more each does bedikas, the better it is. It's paskin shulchan aruch this halacha. But the Paiskim Vizanina say you should not do this because it caused problems. But one of the reasons Rav Moshe says is those days they were Bucky in the different Maris, and therefore it was worth it. But these days people are not just Bucky and Maris, so it's not a good idea. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah says, Isha does more Bedikas is good. Uva'anoshim tikotzeitz. If a man does a lot of Bedikas on himself to see if he's seeing Keri, that it's not a good thing. Tikotzeitz, you cut his hand off. And the Gemara is going to elaborate, but Iker, this whole block is going to be Iker about Anoshim touching themselves. Zok to Gemara. Maishna Anoshim and Maishna Anoshim. What's the difference between women and men? Why are Anoshim a good thing and why by men is not a good thing? So the Gemara explains, Noshim, Labnois Hagoshininu. Noshim, if they do a Bedika, there's no chash of Hargosha that they're going to see carry. They don't have such a thing. So Meshabacha, it's a good thing. Anoshim, the Bnei Agoshinu, Anoshim that could get aroused, therefore by them, the halach is to cut it. The halach is that you have to cut your hand off. You should not do that. You should not touch themselves. Why do they say kol marbe? Even that marbe also should be the same halacha. That should be tikotzeitz. Why is it called marble? You can't be a bedik at all by a man. Zogdimara Pashut. Kiktoni marba anoshim. It's going on the ladies, that by ladies be marba. And by anoshim tikotzeitz, even a little bit. Tano, unter braisa, medva mamurim. When do we say a man shouldn't check himself? That means he's checking his aver to see if there's any carry there. So when do we say you shouldn't touch yourself? Le'inyan shikhva zara. To check for shikhva zara for carry. Ava le'inyan zoiv. But there's a sickness called zoiv that means that there could be a discharge from his aver, but it comes from an aver mace. That means when his aver is not hard, it comes out stam zoiv, and that's a sickness. And halacha is that if you see three of those, then three rias from that, you bring a carbon. It looks similar to shukh bazara, the ria, but it's a little bit different, like Rashi explains, but that's called a zoiv. So then you are allowed to check yourself for zoiv. Then af hu meshubach kenoshim. It's also a good thing. And what's the pshat? Ay, the chash of hargosha, he's going to get aroused. So that's two pshatim. One pshat is that when he's sick with the zoiv, that won't happen. And the other pshat is that lemais by zoiv, the only way to check is by checking. By carry, a person feels if he has carry, so he doesn't have to check. But here, since you don't feel it coming out, so then if you chash is something, you could check. That's the two pshatim, why you're allowed to check. But Al Kapanim was saying, for Zoiv, it's mutter to check. And then the Gemara says that even Shikha Zara, there could be a way you could check. But Vila in Shikha Zara, if you're going to check with a rack or a shard of earthenware, which is a hard thing, then Baidik. You could check with that because it's not going to make any Hagosha because it's hard. It's mashma, only with something hard like that. But not with a cloth. You can't use a cloth. It says in the Braisa, you could check yourself with a matlis. Avachodavashiraitza means, oh, anything else hard. The case that this Braisa allows, a matlis, talking about a thick cloth. Since a thick cloth doesn't warm him up because it's very coarse, so that it's like a hard piece of rock. Hakanam, he said matlis ava. Just like Abai says somewhere else, that matlis means matlis ava. Here also, same as a matlas avav. Hey, chet ma'at davai. Where was Abaye said? Oh, that's not on this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Oyoichel v'tshuma." The halacha is someone eats tshuma can't be a balkari, but a balkari is only after the zera comes out. So, "Oyoichel v'tshuma." But hirgish shenizdazu evarav. He was mill eating tshuma, and also he feels that he's about to have a ria of shukha zera. So he wants to stop of coming out momentarily. So he holds on to his Eiver. And he swallows a truma. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And everyone asks, Oiches Vatanya, heck, you grab onto the Eiver. Vatanya, Lezo Eimer, Kolo Oiches Ba'amasa Yamashtin. Anyone who holds on to his Eiver and urinates, Kilu, maybe Mabul Oilam. That's like bringing a Mabul Oilam. Because it causes Agasha. So, how can you say by Chuma that you hold on to your Amma to make sure nothing comes out? The case is with a thick cloth, and there is no Chash Agasha. And Rava Amma Filo Tema Bematlis Raka, even a soft cloth, given the Akar. There's no chash anymore of any more hagasha. Why not? Because it's already coming out. All you're doing is holding it from mamish coming into the avir olam, but already, already started coming out. So there's no chash of any more hagasha than there is already. V'abaya chayish duma osi la'asufe. Abaya is worried that if he touches it, maybe it's going to be moisef zera. But Rav doesn't care about that. Break them over. Rav lechayish duma osi la'asufe. Maybe some more is going to come out. When it talks about the Aver and the Aver Tashmish, like when you put your finger into your eye, it causes you more tears. Because there is some demas. It keeps on giving more tears. So the Brisa says that the Aver is the same thing. The more you touch it, the more it comes out. So, Chayr, what is the, why allowed to touch it? He said already it started coming out, but it's Chumi allowed to touch it. Chayr is still not allowed to have more answers. Rava, Kol Chamume v'hoda Chamume b'shaite lo shriach. He's saying there already started coming out from something else, from a different machshava, whatever it was, by Chuma. Now, by touching now to stop it, nothing more is going to come out. It's not shriach, nothing more is going to come out. The case of the Braisa was that it was coming, he was making himself have argosho by touching. So there, the more you touch, the more will come out. By shaking here, it came out for a different reason. And here, from touching it, will not make a difference. So the Gemara Gufo, we learned before, Rabbi Lez Oimer called Oiches Ba'ama Umashtin Kilu Mevi Mabul Oilam. Anyone who holds on to his Aver and urinates, it's like it brings a Mabul Oilam. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. Amru Loila Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean? He doesn't hold on to it. It's going to go all over the place. Then all of a sudden he gets some eraglayim on his legs. Venira krus shifcha, and he looks like a krus shifcha who can't urinate in a straight line. Venimza, and what's wrong with that? Big deal. Venimza, moiti laz abanav. Shem amzerim. They're going to say, oh, his children are his own children because he can't give birth. He's krus shifcha, which is a sickness, which means that his aver is cut in a certain way that he can't give birth. So that's the time to Rabbi Eliezer. What do you mean? You have to hold on to yourself. Because if not, it's going to be a cause to Moitzi Laz. Om Lahem, Rabbi Eliezer answered, Mutuv Shiyoitzi Laz Abonav Shem Amzerim. It's better that they should say that his children are Amzerim. Vayasa Atzmai Rosha Sha'ach Asmai Mokum. He shouldn't make himself a Rosha before Hashem. There's another braisa about this Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Chomim. Tanya Yiduch, Om Lahem Rabbi Eliezer Chomim. When Chomim asked him the Kasha, that what do you mean? If he doesn't hold on to his Amma, it's going to go all over the place. So, Rabbi Eliezer answered a simple answer. Efshe yamid odom v'makom gavoya v'yashtin. He'll stand in a high place and be mashed down, therefore won't go on his legs. Oy, yashtin b'afa t'chuach. Or he'll be urinate into like soft dirt. That there it won't spritz all over the place. V'yasa atzmei rosh ha'sha'atzmei ha'makom. He should just go to a high place or to afa t'chuach and don't make himself a rosh ha'atzmei ha'makom. So we have two braises where Rabbi Eliezer answered the answers. And where's the Hamal Bresha? Which answer did he answer first? Elam Kamai Samal Bresha. If it was the first braise where he says, I'd rather they call your children Mamzeim and you should be a Rasha. So Bas Domlo Isura, Ha Domlo Tekanta. After he says, Isser, that's when they say Tekanta. That doesn't make sense. And Rabbi Eliezer said that it's also to touch the Amma. So they asked him, oh, the kids are Mizraim? He says, yeah. Better to call Mizraim to make himself a Rasha. Then the next time he says, oh, I have an Esa. What, you don't? He already answered the question. It's not Negeya, the question. He threw the question out. He said, I don't care if I'm Mizraim, because it's Asa. So it doesn't make sense to say it to Kanta after he already said that it's Asa to do no matter what.
What else
doesn't make
sense?
It does. We'll see in a second. He first said, Chama asked him a question. Oh, then they say his kids are Mamzerim. So he answers, no, go to a high place. So I want to say to him, what do you mean? What happens? He doesn't have a high place. He's in a flat place. He's in a place where it's flat. What you do? It's better to be and don't make yourself a rasha, even shaachas afnei hamakom.